Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for
Trivia
on WCHL. I'm Ron Sutz. Freddie Cogger's here, and Freddie drinking a mimosa this morning, getting ready for the day. You got a good rock and roll trivia question.
Well, I hope so. I'm kind of going back a long way today, so I hope everybody puts on their way back machine kind of thing.
How long?
1869. No, I'm kidding. 1969.
Oh, that's not so bad.
No, I know it's in your wheelhouse.
1969. Very good year.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. What?
It was their first released single.
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to do is please name the song and the group, please. Okay. I'm handing him an album this time, so you got to be a little careful about putting this one down.
Might be hard about getting this on the right
cut. Well, yeah, that's all right. You'll get it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I'm not looking.
Name the song, name the group, 1969. Remember when.
All right. We're all hearing it for the first time. Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together. Interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Cogger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com.
Question 67 and 68.
Chicago.
The Chicago Transit Authority at that particular time before they dropped the last two.
I love them when they were Chicago Transit Authority.
It was awesome. It was a great album.
And
it was revolutionary. They and Blood, Sweat, and Tears with Al Kooper brought in that whole new genre of rock and roll, brass, jazz, rock.
Big ensemble.
Ah.
Terry Kath was the rock and roll heart and soul of Chicago.
Robert Lamb, Peter Cetera, we'd go on and on.
But after Peter Kath died, the guy mellowed out. You know, and a lot of it was the times.
Well, of course.
You know, they did all these ballads and stuff.
And well, in the 80s and 90s.
I kind of lost interest. But even in the early days when they did Make Me Smile, Terry Kath.
Well, that was their second single.
Yeah, but they also had
Color My World,
which was Terry Kath, but a completely different type song.
Sure. Sure. So, yeah, the group at the time, of course, we just mentioned, was the Chicago Transit Authority. And like Blood, Sweat, and Tears, they set the rock world on its ear.
Yeah.
Robert Lamb wrote the tune Questions 67 and 68, and he and Peter Cetera shared the lead vocals. Had something to do with a romantic relationship Lamb had during 1967 and 68. Hence the song title.
Yeah.
But it's only mentioned...
Yeah.
The song title, in the last sentence or the last phrase of the entire single.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Question 67 and 68.
People try to read all kinds of meanings into the lyrics of songs. Sometimes, like in their other song, 25 or 64, it's just looking at your watch and seeing what time it is. That's all it meant.
Yep.
Didn't have any significance, really, but people go crazy trying to figure those things out.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's like Don McLean's American Pie and any Beatles song.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
What were they talking about there, man?
Sometimes they were just trying to find something that rhymed.
Yeah, exactly. You know? The song, Question 67 and 68, only got to number 71 on the Billboard chart, but, as you mentioned, Me Smile was their next single, April of 1970, and that cracked the Billboard Top 10, and off they went. And Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's ridiculous that Chicago is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Children play in the sun. They don't know. Oh, man, great stuff.
Remember Beginnings?
Oh, I love Beginnings. I love that percussion break in the middle of Beginnings.
Yep.
The long version.
Yep.
Yeah, great stuff. Thank you, man.
You are welcome.